Blog Talk Radio.
You are now entering the BYGP locker room with your host, Coach Terrence Wood. Let's go.
Tonight's show. We have not been on the air for a couple of weeks because we had the technical difficulties 2 weeks ago with Coach Matt Jones. And then last week we had a week off, but we are ready. We are back. We have an amazing guest for tonight's show. This is a gentleman that I have known for probably about 4 or 5 years now. He is doing amazing work, you guys, in the field of sports agents, and just really, really catering to his clients and also educating them along the way. And he's in the locker room tonight to educate our audience. That's none other than Evan Brennan. Hey, Evan, can you hear us tonight?
I can hear you. Thanks for having me on.
Definitely. We are excited to have you on, and I know it's busy times coming up for you here with the NFL season getting started. So thanks for the time.
Not a problem.
So, hey, let's get started. For those that don't know you, we had you on the locker room show before. For those that are getting a chance to hear from you for the first time, Evan, can you tell everybody where you're originally from?
Sure. Yeah, I'm originally from Orange County, California, down in the Mission Viejo area is originally where I'm from.
Okay, and then I know that you graduated from BYU, a great football school. When did you start to get the bug, or when did the bulb come on that, hey, maybe being a sports agent is the right route to go?
Well, when I was at BYU, really close friends with the offensive coordinator there, who's now the offensive coordinator at Virginia. Most of my friends were on the football team. My father was, a well-known practicing attorney, and A lot of the players asked me for advice on how to hire an agent, and I was, some 22-year-old kid just like them. I didn't know, but they figure I would know given my father's background. And so I started giving them basic advice, and by the end of my senior year, I was kind of really helping these guys choose an agent, and, got the prompt from our family friend who was the offensive coordinator at the time to kind of, pursue this more seriously. And lo and behold, 12, 15 years, here I am.
Wow, that's an amazing story. You kind of fell into the fate right there. What have you learned in all of these years as being an agent that you didn't know when you first started?
You know what? To be honest with you, if I had known how difficult it was going to be initially, I don't know if I would have tried it. My naivety was a blessing in disguise. Since I didn't know how difficult it would be, I didn't know where it would go. I kept pushing. It's a very, very cutthroat, difficult business, but it's very rewarding. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well said right there. And are football players the only athletes you work with, Evan?
That's correct.
Okay. Is something particular with football players, or you just felt comfortable with your background that was about to go?
Well, to be a good agent, I think you can do a lot of different sports, but I think to be a great agent – you may have an agency that represents a lot of different sports, but individual agents, I think, it's a year round for me. There's really no off season. for me any time of the year. And so to try to balance baseball, football, basketball, whatever it may be, and give my clients and build my business the way that I need to, I needed to focus on one sport. And football was the one I was the most knowledgeable about, having played the game, and the one I connected the most with. And so that's kind of what I've stuck with.
Smart man. Now, obviously, like you said, it's a year-round business, but the season has its peaks and lows, and obviously we're about to get into the season here shortly. What's a day in the life of Evan Brennan look like right now?
I'm recruiting right now. I'm in recruiting mode. I'm working on endorsement deals. I'm really mentoring and coaching up my guys that just got out of OTAs and mini camps as they prepare to get ready for the next month. In about a month, they'll enter training camp. And my practice is really focused on really coaching and mentoring guys on what the next level is going to be so that they can make an active roster. About 1,200 players will lose their job in about 2.5 months. And so, having someone to really guide them as to what's necessary to make an active roster is huge. And so that's what I spend a lot of time doing is that, and that's year-round.
Well, how does a young man get on Evan Brennan's radar as far as a potential client?
Well, first and foremost, I don't employ anybody in the NFL. The NFL teams do. And so I've tried to be smart and ask the NFL teams who they like. If NFL teams don't like you at all, there's not much I can do to make them like you. And so what I do, and I have several buddies that are, scouts in the NFL, and I call them and ask them and say, hey, I like this guy. I've watched this tape. Do you like him? And if the answer is yes, you're going to be on my radar. If the answer is no, that's going to be difficult. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that employ people. They're the ones that spend millions of dollars in scouting. To get on my radar, you better be liked first and foremost by NFL teams. And then from there, it's about fit. I'm not the perfect agent for some folks. We're not going to see eye to eye, and I'm a great fit for others. And so I want to get to know players that NFL teams like, see if we're a good fit, and move forward.
Do you find in your industry, Evan, that certain scouts or GMs don't like particular agents or that maybe certain agents have better relationships with scouts and GMs than others?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. These people are professionals just like I am, and they want to be treated that way. They don't want to be used and abused. They don't want to be lied to. They don't want to be deceived. And agents that use and abuse them, deceive them, don't treat them like professionals. They're the kind of guys that are not going to have good relationships with those types of agents.
Wow. Now, obviously, you graduated from BYU, and there's just so much tradition in Provo. But are there any particular schools that you or conferences that you really like to kind of lean towards more than others?
Well, obviously, I live out west, and so, I do represent players more out west in the Mountain West and the Pac-12 and the Big Sky. I mean, I've represented guys on the East Coast. I've represented guys in the Midwest. You name it, I've represented them from just about every conference and every division of football. But, again, just geographically, I'm just going to, I have more reach in the West, in the Pac-12, Mountain West, Big Sky conferences, just because where I'm located geographically.
Definitely. And I know you're building some amazing relationships with those coaches in those conferences, so it makes sense. Talk to me a little bit about all of, I know you have your finger on the pulse with the young men that are leaving early. There's been record numbers in the last couple of years with guys foregoing their senior year. Is that something that you recommend to clients, and what do you feel that's from?
It's funny. I just met with a player yesterday that is a junior, and I told him straight up, I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you the information the NFL teams are giving to me, and then I'm going to let you make the decision. I'm going to tell you the pros and the cons, but I have found that men that leave early that – didn't really want to. They did it for the wrong reasons. They're not happy, and it's a bad decision. However, on the flip side, if you leave for the right reasons, you're doing it at the right time, and with all the X's and O's lined up, it can be a wonderful decision. My job, I tell them, is I'm going to give you what the NFL teams think. I'm going to give you, a list of things that you want to accomplish in college. Maybe you've accomplished all of them, and if so, that probably tilts the hilt towards leaving early. We're going to talk about what next year looks like. the supporting cast and college around you. We're going to talk about injury and different scenarios there, and we're going to make it, you know, a real analytical, smart decision that you are going to make, not me. A lot of agents, I think, unfortunately, push kids one way or the other, sometimes through misinformation, and I want to avoid that. I'm interested in a long-term relationship, and it's really hard to do that if you're being deceptive.
Wow, that's a great description right there of how some guys make the wrong decision. You obviously have a little bit of behind-the-scenes access to some of these scouts and these GMs. It seemed like a lot of people didn't have Baker Mayfield going the number one overall pick right after the season or even early in the spring. What do you think was the key factor in him rising up the ranks so quick to be the number one overall pick?
That's a complicated question, but here are some of the things that I would sense. GMs must have felt comfortable with not only his skill set, but also his mental aspect of the game. Either he was able to really show that he could pick up a system very quickly, was very coachable, very good under fire. The quarterback position, you know, is the marquee position in the NFL. There are you touch the ball on every play, essentially. You have decision-making, you know, necessities. And so there are so many different facets. So honestly, you know, they must have felt there in Cleveland that he had everything. In order to garner that he quickly had the highest upside potentially, the highest mental acumen, et cetera, for them to do that.
Yes, definitely a big time decision. I know probably a few people's jobs might be hanging in the balance with that one. So I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan. Hopefully he plays well. So as far as the athletes that you deal with, Evan, I mean, you already mentioned that there are some that may get drafted. There are some that are free agents and go that route. How do you manage all the different emotions of the players and their families? Because you deal with guys in so many different situations.
Well, you got it. Here's the one thing that's difficult. This is probably one of the more difficult parts of my job, and it's managing expectations. If a player believes he's going to go very high in the draft and he's not, it's your responsibility to bring him back down to earth. It's not as hard. It's tricky. It's got to be done tactfully. You got to give reality. A lot of agents fall prey and, you know, being a little too optimistic on what a draft stock may be. And then an agent really has to have the connections, the ability to read between the lines, and just to understand the stock changes daily. It changes round by round by round, and be able to communicate to the player, this is realistically what's going to happen based on what's currently being said and what's currently occurring. And managing expectations is a huge part of what we do with rookies. For the whole month of April leading up to the draft, that's a huge part of what I'm doing, is gathering information, trying to give the player a realistic range, and ensuring that he's not a guy that thinks he's going to go in the second round and he's going to go in the seventh, or thinks he's going to go in the fourth and he ends up going undrafted. Dealing with all that's difficult. And then, you know, on top of that, if he goes undrafted, that's a whole other circus in and of itself. Being prepared for that, even if a player may be scheduled to go in the fifth, sixth round, you still got to be prepared that he may go undrafted. And having a great plan for that well before the draft is also paramount.
Have you had any particular instances where you thought a young man wasn't going to get drafted, or he was going to get drafted lower and he ended up higher than you thought?
Yeah, believe it or not, it actually happened to me this year. My linebacker out of Yale, the scouts were telling me, will be a very high PFA. He went in the sixth round of the Falcons. That was a little bit of a surprise to me. I was prepared for him to go undrafted, and he got drafted. What happened there is the Falcons felt that they didn't want to fight all the competition after the draft, and they said, what the heck, with our last pick, which was a sixth rounder, we're just going to take him.
Sweet. That's a great story right there. And as far as the mental and social side of the NFL, because, you know, you could be a superstar in college and maybe skate by a little bit with not much detail to watching film or certain things like that, but you have to pick it up in the NFL. Can you tell when you start reaching out to some of these college kids whether you think they'll be able to adjust mentally and socially in the NFL?
I can. The most difficult thing about a player going from college to the pros is that there's no red shirts. Literally, from your very first day of rookie minicamp, they're expecting you to be ready to rock and roll. How quickly you can pick up the playbook, how quickly you can execute from literally the very first practice is huge. There will be guys who will be cut after a three-day rookie minicamp. Their cuts are constant. And so the mental aspect of the adjustment to the NFL from college is huge. And so when I'm meeting with players, I'm analyzing, is this guy going to be able to pick up a playbook in like 3 or 4 days? Is this guy going to be freaked out that his buddy who we had a locker room next to or, you know, 2 days before is now gone? Can he handle competing with a guy that has 5 years of experience on him, knows the playbook, has a wife and kids, and has a lot more reasons to make it than he does? Can he take, quote-unquote, a grown man's job? And those are things that I want to know, because unless you go in the top 3 rounds, you essentially are fighting for a job in rookie minicamp your rookie year and throughout training camp and throughout OTAs. And so you've got to come in and just knock it out of the park each and every day from a mental standpoint as well as a football standpoint. And if you can only knock it out of the park with one but not the other, you're not going to make it.
I love that illustration, and that's why I love bringing you into the locker room, Evan, because you put it on the table and you keep it real with the audience. You're exactly right, and you take a grown man's job, and that is definitely not easy. We are in the BYGP locker room. I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, with Evan Brennan, a certified NFLPA agent. Does amazing work, you guys, with his locker room. It's all about being honest and managing expectations. A few more questions for you here, Evan. For undrafted rookie free agents, so, you know, maybe I thought I was going to get drafted. It doesn't happen, but now I've got a bunch of NFL teams that are looking to give me a free agent opportunity. What do you look for as an agent as far as weighing opportunities for your clients?
Well, here's what you got to understand. The whole undrafted process is literally going to be done in 30 minutes after the draft. The teams will call me, and there could be 20, 30 phone calls at once. And it's, hey, Evan, we like your wide receiver from BYU. We'd like to offer him this signing bonus. Are you in? And there's no time to look at. There's no time to look at anything. You have to have done all that homework before, and you had to have done it and kept up on it in real time under the draft. I spend hundreds of hours preparing for undrafted guys, and so I know off. I can literally recite position by position, almost verbatim, the entire depth charts of all 32 NFL teams, because I have to know it that well to make great decisions. If your agent pulls the trigger on the wrong team, you could go to a team that's 9 deep at a certain position and you'll never have a shot to make it. However, if the agent has really done his homework, he can identify teams that actually need help at the position and where you'll have a real chance to make it. But the recall is the added skill to where he can make those decisions, pull those triggers, say yeses, say nos on the fly. And then another complicating factor is not all free agents are the same, and you don't know. It's like a game of poker. Some undrafted free agents may get 20 offers after the draft. Some may only get 1 or 2. And so if you say no to somebody, you better be darn sure that he's going to get another offer in the next 30 seconds, or else you just blew your client's entire opportunity to play in the NFL.
I love it. Thank you so much for the honesty with that, because you are right. Hopefully all of you young football players listening, all you families listening, you have to be diligent with choosing the right agent, and it gets even more critical if you are not somebody that's going to have options regardless. You know, so you really have to make sure it counts. As far as dialogue with your players, with the national anthem situation, is that something that you started talking to your players about or not yet?
Yeah, I've been really honest with them. I don't really take a side on it. I just tell them the reality. I say, look, how convinced are you one way? If you are for, you know, kneeling for the anthem, I want you to have done your research, and I want you to be very convicted. And then you need to understand there may be outside influences and further repercussions if you decide to kneel, losses, endorsements, etc. But But if you are still convinced that you want to use your platform to do this, I'm all behind you. But I am going to advise you as a business advisor that, that there may be repercussions. You're not going to, you know, make some willy-nilly stand without researching the issue and being convinced of it. So when players, you know, I talked to them and said, hey, where do you sit on this? You know, it's, oh, hey Evan, I'm all about it. I want to support this movement. I said, okay, have you really done your homework? You really know the issue really well. And I'll kind of quiz them on it. And if they're pretty well understanding it, then I'll take it a step further and I'll say, okay, you understand that the people that have a lot of money that may have a current endorsement deal with you or maybe looking to have one with you, maybe against it. And so taking these actions may hurt them. I'm not trying to dissuade you, but I'm giving you business advice. And then if they still want to proceed, you have my blessing. Far be it from me to, you know, hinder somebody that's truly convinced and truly wants to make a difference regardless of repercussions.
Great answer. And a couple more questions here for you, Evan. And once again, thank you so much for your time. Obviously, a lot of these young men are coming to money for the very first time and don't come from backgrounds where they're getting sound financial advice. What is the best advice you would give to a player that is a rookie and he's now got money in his pocket for the first time?
There's a great video I've shown from Devin Kennard, who was a linebacker for the Giants, and now I believe he's with the Lions, about how he drove his college car 5-6 years into the NFL and how much money he saved. He was living off of like $50,000 a year, which is crazy, and he just put everything else in the bank account. You never know when your snap's going to be your last. You never know when you're going to get cut. And so, you know, while living paycheck to paycheck in the NFL is very easily done, and you think that's crazy with a salary that's $480,000 plus signing bonus, but it can be done. People blow through money. And so what I tell guys is we've got to come together with a plan. I'm very aggressive with that, and there's got to be a sound plan on how you're going to spend your money, what's smart, what's stupid. I read them off the stats. I drill it into their head. There's too many guys that are being really dumb with their money. They just haven't had the coaching. And so my role is to provide the coaching. And a lot of these, you know, I'm not a, you know, a financial advisor, but I recommend they get one. I help them vet and find a good one so they don't get swindled on that end. But from day one, it's preaching, spend your money wisely, save for the future. This is not the last job you're going to have. It's just the first.
Great point right there, Evan. And for the last question, it's kind of twofold. But one, because we do have some young men that are coming close to that time when they're going to have to pick a sports agent. One, what separates Evan Brennan and his team from other sports agents? And then two, what advice would you give to a young college player that's right at that time where they may have to consider choosing an agent?
Well, here's the answer for why me is probably two answers. First and foremost, I'm going to shoot you straight. Sometimes it's not going to be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. And second, I'm going to focus on mentoring you for what the NFL is all about, how to make it, how to stay healthy, how to make the most money, and how to use it to get a great job when you're done. So that's why most players hire me is they not a lot of people offer those two things. The advice I would give to someone looking to choose an agent is find somebody that's going to shoot you straight, somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's a good person. There's some people that really know what they're doing. They're just not very good people. Someone that you feel comfortable bringing home to your mom and dad and not wanting to take a shower afterwards. And then lastly, someone that has a great plan for you. If you're a fifth rounder and they got a great plan for a first rounder, that's not you. Or if you're a defensive lineman and they got a great plan for a quarterback, that's not you. It's got to be a great plan from the day you finish college football to the day you move on to your next job after the NFL for you. If you can hit all those things, you got yourself a great agent.
Well, hey, my man, as usual, you killed it. And I know, a matter of fact, I see a couple people on the line here. I know our audience got a lot out of this lockdown show. So, hey, Evan, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Definitely. So, hey, there you guys have it. That is certified NFL PA agent Evan Brennan, good friend of Before You Go Pro and What We Do. And he's just doing some amazing work. You know, I'm a former former player, you guys. And at one point in time, I have my own NFL agent, my own sports agent. And I'll tell you this, this is something that's special about Evan. When you can see guys that aren't getting drafted or very close to maybe not getting drafted, maybe they're a sixth or seventh pick, for him to be able to land them opportunities, see him getting guys that you might not know about, guys that are from maybe an obscure school, landing them opportunities. That's huge, you guys. You know, it doesn't take anything for somebody to land Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield an opportunity. When you can land a guy who was all conference in the Big Sky an opportunity, then you're a quality agent. So we're definitely grateful to have the insight of Evan Brennan. And like I said on the show, some of you guys may need to use his services in the very near future. So great friend of the program. If you guys have not listened to some of our archive shows, please go to www.beforeyougopro.com. We bring on current and former football players, coaches, and business professionals to feed to our young student football players and our parents, coaches that want the information to go to the next level. So if that is you, please go to our website and check out some of our archives. You can go to the bottom of the homepage and all of our social network links are right there. And then also, for those that don't know, Before You Go Pro is more than just an online radio show. We are also a mentoring company for young football players across the country. We help them prepare to thrive in college. So if that's something that interests you or somebody you know, also please go to our website and schedule a free consultation today. So that is it for tonight. I am your coach, your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and we will definitely see you at the top. Have a good one.